All right, this is the Chick and Skullhead Show. 10 dozen minutes of kicking it old school with Chick and Mr. Skullhead. Are you with me?
We are indeed kicking it old school.
Yes, and Linam seems to be hearing us both. And
excellent.
All little numbers that are supposed to be moving are moving. I found myself stuck away from my home computer, so I did the simple task of downloading Winamp, Shoutcast, Skype, AIM, and ripping some music, and we have a show.
Nice. This new version of Skype, I haven't used Skype in a long time, this new version has this neat thing where the little picture of you throbs when you talk.
Huh.
It's really like being with you in person, because you tend to, your head inflates corresponding to the sound of your voice, the volume.
Yeah, sometimes I throb when we talk, but sometimes I shiver when we kiss, too, and I think we're just going to have to put up with that.
Yeah. So, did you have an entertaining Labor Day weekend?
Yeah, holidays just really don't exist for us.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I ate some hot dogs and didn't go on the Copper Queen Mine Tour, but spent some time running around Bisbee and... thinking about the good old days, going to Christian schools and getting paddled. Thankful that that didn't have any lasting impact on my psyche.
Yeah, of course not.
how about yourself?
Really? I think I was at home. Mm. I didn't really do anything.
So what you're saying is you smoked a lot of dope?
No. I don't smoke a lot of dope, Mr. Skullhead. No. I mean, I think that I drank a lot of beers.
Hmm.
But I seriously, Saturday night we went to golf and stuff. I played a game where you put your head inside this weird thing that hangs from like a little crossbeam and you like rotate around 360 degrees and shoot at stuff. As though you're inside a gun turret, and made my arms hurt.
Oh, yeah, that always looked entertaining.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. The wife played a lot of DDR in that game where you put the boxing gloves on your hands and box.
For me, that's the game where you put the boxing gloves on your hands and get your shit rocked.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I didn't get a chance to play it. As soon as she stopped, I was like sort of waiting. They have this deal at the arcade that's like a block from our house that. If you, on Saturday, for like $8, you can get a wristband to get in from like 10 to midnight, and all the games are just set on free.
Wow.
And there's hardly anybody there, so I mean, it's kind of a shitty arcade, but it's like okay, because it's, you know, effectively free. You know, I mean, they got that Terminator 2 game, which is fun.
Oh, yeah.
Especially, I mean, like, you know, that's the kind of thing where, I mean, we played a couple of those, like, you know, the, like, sort of top-down, top-scrolling shooters that were real popular where you're, you know, in an airplane or a spaceship or whatever and just, like, you know, power-ups and thousands of bullets on the screen at once.
Yeah.
You know, we just, like, you know, played all the way through that just because it's free. We played all the way through House of the Dead.
Jeez.
Which I had never actually done before. I'd never seen all the way through it, and it makes me want to learn more about House of the Dead because, you know, House of the Dead...
So it's possible to... Did you play all the way through the Terminator 2 game?
No, you know, I played all the way through the Terminator 2 game once when it was, like, contemporary in arcades. Like, a friend of mine and I went to the arcade with, like, $20 a piece.
Right.
To do it. But I tried the last time, but I would only want to play through it if I was playing with somebody else and one of the guns doesn't work very well. So that's kind of the thing. Like, we tried to play the, like, Jurassic Park game where you sit in a Jeep and shoot at stuff, but one of the guns was just missing. So, I mean, it's a pretty janky arcade, but they have this weird laser tag thing that's kind of cool. It's like you're in this blacklight maze.
Hmm.
And that's also, like, $1. To play that for 15 minutes if you get the wristband thing. Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's the sort of the death throes of a mini golf place that's going out of business, but I'm going to enjoy it while I can. Yeah, so that's what I did.
Well, maybe you will be the impetus for them to get back into the swing of the arcade thing.
Maybe so. Maybe we become loyal customers. We start telling everybody else to go there. Let's see what we got. Um, Here's when we just hop into questions. Death by Nochi says, I am currently unable to see the MMG page that tells me my winnings for the past 2 weeks. Is this a bug, or do you know a way for me to fix it other than not playing the MMG? I don't know. Report it as a bug, and if it's happening to multiple people, then we'll look into it. That's Xenophobe's code. I don't know anything about it. I haven't heard a lot of people talking about this, but... Disco Thief asks if we can get some house cider, because that would rules.
Yeah. I've never seen that poster without hearing the Cider House rules.
I've never seen the movie. Have you?
It wasn't bad. It was all about how abortion is good.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's Michael Caine as an abortionist. I think it's maybe abortion is good if it features a guy with a Cockney accent trying to do a New England accent.
Really? Yeah. Is he speaking rhyming slang?
If he says, like, would you like an abortion, governor?
Yeah, but he's like, we're going to scrape that baby out of your room with potatoes and sausage, meaning a banger, which rhymes with hanger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, it was an ow. Abortion jokes are my speciality.
We have evolved in our humor from rape jokes to abortion.
Yeah, rape to abortion. Well, I mean, you know, it is.
Just as rape follows abortion.
Yeah, rape follows. Yeah.
as abortion follows rape. Sorry, if I offended anyone by getting those out of order.
Yeah. Terracat says, here's the joke you were looking for. Let's practice math. We'll add a bed, subtract our clothes, then I'll divide your legs, and we'll multiply. I don't know that dividing somebody's legs is really...
Yeah. That doesn't quite scan.
But thank you, Terracat. It's a good try. Ron says, the new trousers should let you only spend 95% of a Mr. A at Mr. Store.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. If you spend, 100, or how many would that be? 20 Mr. Accessories at the store, then you get a free one.
Yeah, yeah. Kids, that's not true.
No.
Not that anyone would probably do that even. But, you know, it's like the tenth of a cent that you would theoretically get back from a gas station. It just doesn't count. It's not real money. Wintergreen says, my familiars keep asking me why they can't have their own familiars, and it's making me nervous. What should I tell them? Tell them that they can pretend that you are their familiar.
Yeah, I always assumed that that relationship could work both ways. Do any of the familiars besides the rabbit have a familiar as their familiar equipment?
Yeah, the NPCR has a monkey.
So, you know, that mechanism is in place.
What does the rabbit have? What's the rabbit's equipment?
The Dormouse.
Oh, the Dormouse, right. remember what he said.
And what he said was, feed your head.
Di Vernon suggests that the Travolta trousers not give you the discount if you have missing fingers. Well, missing fingers is only on one hand.
Yeah, so you just use your other hand.
Yeah. And anyway, I mean, who's to say that there aren't only, like, two fingers missing from your left hand and three from your right hand, so you still have five fingers.
Mm-hmm.
So you can still get the five-finger discount. LSK says, if I wanted to make an online game like KOL, what would be the best way to start programming? Well, what I would suggest is first learn just basic HTML, learn how to make web pages. And then start looking into PHP, learn how to program in PHP, maybe take a class, maybe buy a teach yourself PHP in 4 hours book. And then move on from that to a book about developing applications with PHP and MySQL, which there are actually several books that tell you how to write applications like KOL. When I started doing it, there really wasn't anything. You had to kind of pour through the relevant parts of a MySQL book and the relevant parts of a PHP book and the relevant parts of many websites to find all the information in one place. But now more and more people are developing stuff with PHP and MySQL, and so there's more and more literature actually dedicated to that. But yeah, you know, I mean, if you have a goal of making a game, you know, like first just like pretend that you're making a web page that's like a screenshot of your game. You know, having a project in mind is the best possible impetus to learn how to do something in my mind. You know, I learned PHP by writing a game that I worked on before KOL that never really went anywhere because it was serious. But yeah, I mean, I don't think I ever would have learned it if I had just been like, oh, I should increase my skills by learning a new programming language. No, it's like, I should write a game. I want to write a game that people can play on the web, so I guess what I need to learn is this. And so I learned it by, you know, working on a game. Because then it's fun. You know, you've got a way to measure your progress. And that's advice from Grandpa Jake.
For the record, I enjoyed Ashes of Earth.
Yeah.
I think the problem with it was just that it wasn't original enough. Like, it was a really good implementation of, like, Baron Realms Elite.
Yeah.
But it wasn't anything else.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that maybe... The thing is, to make a game like that, like a sort of an empire management game, would be... Like, we could seriously... That could be coded up in, like, a week. Because the gameplay is so simple. You know, it's just a matter of, like, actually getting it designed and written. Like, we could try making some kind of funny... Just, you know, because it was basically at its core just like every other web game that I don't like, which is pretty much only PvP.
Right.
You know, it's easy to make a game like that. It'd be interesting to see what would happen if we tried to make one that was original.
Hmm. Oh, by the way, Impetus, apparently. So neither of us were pronouncing that correctly.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Did I say Impetus?
Yeah, and I said Impetus. Oh. And then we called the whole thing off.
I was always under the impression that you could say impetus or impetus. Hmm. One of those things like the or the, but maybe not. Nearly Meatless Nick says, I know soon we get the clan revamp, but when can we expect the 8 new zones? You know, that is, we're already done with the stuff that we're rolling out this Tuesday, which is not the clan stuff, sadly. We'll see about that. We're already done with the stuff that's coming out next Tuesday, and I am focusing 100% of my effort on getting the 8 new zones ready. We're up to, I think, 4 of them are now entirely content complete. 2 of them are probably 75% of the way done, and there are 2 left to actually start working on from scratch. But yeah, it's pretty much everything is designed. It's just a matter of me, you know, slowly getting in there and adding stuff, slowly putting in the monsters, slowly putting in the drops, and then I want Dev to play with it for at least like a week after it's done. I would say that my goal is to have it ready to test by next Tuesday, ready to roll out on the following Tuesday. That's my goal. I'm not at all sure that I will meet that goal. But, you know, I don't have anything really going on this week that I'm aware of that's going to prevent me from just spending all of my work time working on the 8 new zones.
Yeah, and I really need to get briefly briefed on some of that stuff or just pointed at a specific task related to it, because I'd be happy to do some stuff for that.
No, yeah, it's all over the place. That item in the Wikigasm is gigantic, but yeah, no, it'd be handy to have some. If I could just pop the monsters in, and then you could write the stuff instead of me. Like, you know, it takes forever to pop the monsters in because I'm also like, okay, if I'm gonna do this, I might as well write 3 hit text, 3 miss text, critical fumble,
right,
and everything. But yeah, no, it's there's still plenty of opportunities for stuff to be in there. And Riff has a pretty good idea of what's going on with it too. So if you end up in here and I'm not here, you can talk to him and we can, you know. It's I can see why somebody wouldn't want to read the entire document that we have in the Wikigasm about it, because it's very, very, very long and convoluted.
Yeah, every time I try, I tend to get discouraged.
Yeah, edited in place a lot of the time, but no, well, you'll have plenty of time to at least refine any writing that you didn't get to participate in the beginning. So this is exciting. I am excited about this because it is cool. I feel like it's been so long since we just, you know, created a new zone or like a new, you know, like detailed quest or anything, that I've sort of not realized how much we've refined the process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that this is going to go off with zero filler, which is something that makes me happy.
I think by which you mean it's all killer and no filler.
That's, yeah. In fact, I was actually thinking about describing it as though it were some radio station that I would never listen to. LSK says, he suggests that the theoretical fruit familiar could generate bananas and only be made with bananas. You could give one player start with one and then have it spread like Gmail. That's actually kind of a good idea.
Damn.
Yeah, if one person found the... I don't know how... I'd have to sort of code a specific mechanism for that. It would...
for a one-time drop?
Yeah, just a one-time grab. I mean, you know, it wouldn't be that tricky, though. It could just, like, set a flag in the globals table or something. But, yeah, I mean, it'd be weird if one person got it and then didn't ever do anything with it. It'd be interesting to see how it spread.
Yeah, we'd have to keep an eye on it and see if, you know, somebody randomly got it who then never logged in again.
Yeah. That's kind of funny, though. I'm introducing that. And, I don't know, I mean, if we had a banana, what would we do? We would make it so when you ate it, you got a banana peel, which was a D-leveling combat item, and then there would be a couple cocktail recipes and a couple food recipes with it. I mean, that's, you know, wouldn't be that exciting. But the monkey... Spaz Attack says, great item of the month. And can there be a 1 in 100 chance that when you use the frozen penguin, it says, are the Jews gone yet? And then when you say no, he freezes again?
Wow.
I don't get it.
I think that's a reference to the idea that Walt Disney is frozen and anti-Semitic.
I see.
And he froze himself until all the Jews were gone. I could just be making that up, but it has the ring of truth.
You could be making it up based on the fact that you are so anti-Semitic that you're considering going into cryogenic stasis until all the Jews are gone.
Well, actually, I am in cryogenic stasis, and I just recorded all of these shows in advance.
Wow, that was eerily prescient that I can't tell that you're not actually having a conversation with me in real time. Or do you have, like, a handler? You just recorded yourself saying everything, and he goes through and picks the correct response to everything that I say.
Yep, it's word by word. It's like, quick, find some place where he said the, and duck, and pterodactyl.
Slowenmi says, is it just me, or is it totally appropriate that this Crimboween is the 11th Halloween? That is pretty appropriate.
I'll have to make a note of that in my Halloween Crimboween writings. God, this is weird. This mic is so sensitive that it's picking up the scratching of my stubble on the stem of the mic.
Huh.
Just occasionally I hear this kind of scratching noise. Apparently, according to Lounge, we sound fine, though.
You should shave.
Yeah, I probably should.
Or you should grow, like, an Abraham Lincoln beard.
I was thinking more a Santa Claus beard.
Yeah?
For a while there, I was on the path to have the... that dude from Pantera beard, or that dude from Anthrax beard.
What kind of beard does the dude from Anthrax have?
Like the same surface area as mine is, only like 8 inches long.
Oh.
With a ponytail holder around the end of it and dyed red.
I saw a guy at a bar in Prescott once that had a beard like that.
See, I would have to go for the full-on Captain Lou Albano. Just have the like rubber band that's freakishly loose like around it and hang out with Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah, and die.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to him, by the way?
Weird.
Maybe he got stung in the chest by a stingray.
He's not dead.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Who am I thinking of?
Jesus, I don't know.
any one of millions and millions and millions of people.
He appeared as himself in some little independent comedy last year.
Wow. It wasn't like he didn't appear as zombie himself?
No. And he's been showing up on WWF, which I wouldn't know.
I could have sworn that Captain Lou Albano was dead. Wow. Sorry, Lou, if you're listening and got depressed. Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. What was I? I thought I was going to say something. I totally don't remember what it was.
All right, then. Bunny Offender, because he hates it when we add a syllable to his name, says, This was probably intentional, but when you use a beer cartilage with six cans of Mountain Stream in your inventory, nothing happens. Well, it's a beer cartilage.
Yeah. Have you ever tried to put cans of Mountain Dew in a ring from a six-pack of Schlitz? Can't be done.
No, I was scared to even try it.
Yeah, and well, you should have been. I wound up in the hospital for a couple of weeks the first time I did it. Or rather, you know, failed to do it. Walla Walla 23 says, when you use an MP restorer, can it default to only using enough to bring you to max MP if you use more than you need? Well, no, because it doesn't really know how much each... I mean, I guess it kind of does know how much each individual restorer uses or restores if you use more than one. But the thing is, just why don't you pay attention to how much... I mean, if you're that concerned with efficiency, then pay attention to how much MP it's going to restore, and just, you know, if you're going to need 5 to 6 of them, use 3 and then use them one at a time, you know?
Yeah.
Because none of them have a big enough range that it's going to really make that big of a difference. So, I mean, rather than us recoding every single MP restore from something really simple to something really complicated, I think that we can... The burden can be on the user there. Walla Walla 23 says, why can't you PvP members of your own clan? I don't remember. That's just something that I expected people to, you know, not want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they can always, if you really want to, you can always, like, whitelist. Get whitelisted in the clan, drop out of the clan, and attack each other if you want to just, like, spar. Hmm. Max Vance says, you should have your character wear the OK Lumberjack outfit, then we could call you a lumberjick.
That would be lovely.
Yeah. Jump the Shark says, shouldn't the Travolton trousers give discounts at Chase Nute and the microbrewery? No, it's hard to steal stuff when somebody has to serve it to you. And by steal, I mean pay 95% of the price.
Yeah, you pay in advance there, though, so.
Yeah,
tricky. To steal 5% of it.
Jeff the Shark says, what kind of real life item would a Mr. Accessory be? A badge, a necklace, a handheld item, something that goes on your belt? Well, I think it'd just be a smiley face with a with a loop on it that you could make a necklace, you could make it a badge, you could hold it in your hand, you could put it on your belt.
You can make a hat, a brooch, a pterodactyl with big flappy wings. Okay, that's weird.
What?
I'm at my in-laws' house, and they have a brand new Netgear router, and it has all of these little information things, like a glowing light for each port, but then what looks like an upside-down Interabang, which apparently, right side up it looks like an eye with a little circle around it, but upside down it's an Interabang.
I see.
I was just wondering why that router is constantly going, what the fuck?
Yep. WTF.
Tune in later for an explanation of what the hell an Interabang is.
I saw some picture. It was on a website called thatimagesite.com, which just kind of makes me angry. But it was a picture of some dorm or something where somebody had spelled out the word Jesus across the windows of their dorm with Christmas lights, and somebody else on a lower floor had spelled out WTF with an arrow pointing to the Jesus, which I just thought was kind of funny. Because, you know, I like making fun of Christians. I always worry that I'm being insensitive.
You do?
No, I don't.
Okay. I was confused.
Bob 333 says, New Peak, still 90% of all adventures? You know, I don't know. I haven't actually... what I should do is I should ask Xenophobe to generate another report for the last, like, 5 days? Because I doubt it. Bob 333 says, how many turns on average does a player have to play to get an ultra rare? Oh, Jesus. I'm guessing it's in the hundreds of thousands. I mean, you'd have to look at the number of ultra rares there are in the game, which is, you know, in the low 4 digits, maybe. Yeah, it would have to be, because, like, 3 a day for at least, like, well, no, you know, I don't know. I don't actually know how many there are, and I don't want to give you the number exactly. Yeah, let's say low four digits. You know, versus how many turns. I mean, a million players, and how many turns have those players played over the course of the game? Like, a lot. Bob333 also says, I was helping my aunt measure for a bra, and she wears her Mormon temple garments under her bra. Not sure about underpants, though. I'm female, by the way, so it's okay. No, it's not.
Yeah, I still think the most disturbing part of that question is how it begins.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, it would be more okay if you were male, because it's just not a... I mean, a woman laying with a woman is an abomination against nature.
No, in the eyes of the Lord.
Hot abomination.
You know, I gave my woman a hot abomination the other night. Check it out at Urban Dictionary. Never mind.
Reptilician says, there's a bug with clans. Example, leader jerkass can leave clan ass and join clan jerkmeisters without disbanding clan ass or handing over leadership of clan ass to his or her former clan ass members. Case in point, my current clan. That shouldn't be the case. If there's a way for the leader to leave a clan, then that's just that's a bug. So how do they do it? Bob333 says, would you consider putting a very early version of the game somewhere so we can pretend that we were in the glorious days? Even an unplayable demo thingy would be cool. Thanks. You know, I don't know, actually, because whereas I do have copies of the code, I don't know that I have any good database backups from back then. But, yeah, an unplayable demo might actually be interesting. I created a directory on the network drive here at the office called Nostalgia, which has backups of the code at different points. I mean, back when it was like 3 or 4 scripts. Those were the days.
We should have a playable demo of the game right before it was launched.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where it just says, coming soon, Kingdom of Loathing, and you can click on the link, and it doesn't do anything.
Was there actually a coming soon page?
I don't know.
Because I don't remember. I think the game was done before I bought KingdomofLoathing.com.
I think
it was at like asymmetric.net/loathing for a while.
That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. Where was I? I was living with Steve from Trader Joe's. Those were the days. He and I would sit on this filthy couch out in the backyard, drinking beer and smoking cigarettes, staring into each other's eyes. And then we tore down his above-ground pool. And then his dog did something.
You're like a natural enemy to above-ground pools.
Yeah, no, I know. It was awesome, though. He had let his dry... It was exactly the same model as mine, too. But he had let his dry out, and we're like, hey, we should clean this out and fill it up with water. So we cleaned it, and we filled it about two-thirds of the way up with water, but the bladder inside it, the rubber thing that holds the water in, had shrunk just enough in the sun that when it actually got filled up with water, it snapped, and the water just tore down all the walls of the pool. It was awesome. Did something just change? Because I can suddenly hear myself.
Yeah, suddenly we've got echo. We've got echo.
We've got echo.
Nothing has changed.
Well,
that confuses me a lot.
Yeah, this used to happen all the time during our other shows. It's just it's disconcerting to hear myself.
Yeah,
a very slight delay.
I'm sorry about that.
No, that's all right. I'll just pretend that I'm doing the show with me and you.
On this Sunday.
Jump the Shark says, can you explain to me how the internet is not like a truck?
Because the internet is a series of tubes.
Right, yeah, pneumatic tubes, right?
Mm-hmm.
With those things like at the bank. And if one of them gets stuck, they shoot it. They shoot into the tube with a pistol. Tag says, how about we... See, now the echo's gone. Awesome. How about we rebuild Hanks with a giant laser on top to defend from future comets? It could also destroy the one on the beach, sending all a Grimacite shard to be turned into an accessory. No, the thing on the beach is not a comet.
It's not.
No. It's a chunk of the moon.
Right. Yes, it is.
No.
Yes.
What? O'Grady says, your infectious laughter gave my sister AIDS. Are you sure it wasn't Pepsi?
Pepsi gives AIDS?
Yeah, what? Pepsi gives you AIDS. That was that short-lived Coke theme song. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Pepsi gives you AIDS.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't let them run those for very long, though.
Hmm.
They claimed it was false advertising. Fusilla Ben says, the answer to that question, how many adventures do you have to play to get an ultra rare, is on the order of 1 million.
Hmm.
So
start clicking.
Indeed. Ponjo says, Jick and Mr. Skullhead, what is your favorite joke or item or constant in the game? You know, I don't know. I enjoy the Clockwork Grapefruit.
Yeah.
I like the lime description. That's still one of my favorites.
And my favorite description is the skull bat, still. Although the item descriptions for the cupcakes always make me at least smile when I read them.
It's hard to say, you know. Every once in a while, I'll read something that I forget about, and I'm like, ha, that was funny. Ponjo says, do you guys think the description for the Stone of Extreme Power is funny? I don't know. Let's see. Okay, so Naked Jew says, the joke earlier was a reference to a Family Guy gag where Walt Disney gets thawed out, and he says that.
Ah, okay.
Da-da, looking at Stone of Extreme Power in my gigantic inventory. You know, I don't even play this game, but my inventory is always huge because random people just send me stuff. Mm-hmm. This stone is very magical. Shiny, too. Yes, I think that's hilarious. In fact, that's my new favorite item description.
It's a very dry humor.
Very shiny, too.
Very, very not funny humor. So, unless your sense of humor is incredibly refined, you probably missed the joke.
Yeah.
And we can't be held responsible for that, I'm sorry.
Do-do-do-do-do. Put an Esca says, so maybe you could add italics to Canadianity, eh? I don't know.
Why? What?
I don't know, so that people can't fake it, but who cares if they fake it? You know?
Yeah. I can't believe they would fake it, but all their highs are wasted anyway.
Is that from that garbage song?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Mr. Tim of Tim III says, are the 8 new zones? Go on, do it again. 8 new zones! Do they form part of the level 11 and 12 quests or guild quests? No, they are entirely unrelated to any of those things. Though some of them, I thought of a way to involve them in the level 11 quest, or at least involve the container zone for them. So, you know, we'll see. TMS13 says, why haven't you introduced a booze item named after someone on the staff? Wouldn't it be fun knowing that everyone is drinking Jictinis or some other booze? I don't know that anybody would really want to drink a Jictini. The ingredients of that would be pretty questionable.
Jesus. I didn't realize when you were talking about being stabbed in the chest by a stingray that you were talking about the crocodile hunter.
Oh, you didn't hear about that yet.
Killed today, I guess.
Huh. Yeah, it was like yesterday morning or something.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah, I mean you
that,
know what?
That guy's lifespan was always limited.
I mean, like, if I were that guy, that's how I would have wanted to go. I mean, like, it said he died in a marine accident, and I was like, oh, man, if he, like, you know, just, like, got drunk and drowned or something, like, I'm going to be pretty pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, it's you live by the dangerous animal, die by the dangerous animal.
Yeah. I'll have to send a little message to my little sister, giving her condolences. She had a big crush on him for no particular reason.
Oh, Evang says, what do you think about giving classes exclusive familiars? Turtle tamers get turtles, seal clubbers get angsty seals, and I don't know, you're the creators, you run with the idea. Eventually, one of the guild quests is probably going to have a class-specific familiar as a as a reward. Mm-hmm. Nightvall brings up again, why isn't there a Billy Joel-style Piano Man-themed drink called Loneliness? I expect that plenty of waitresses and businessmen across the kingdom drink it. And I don't think that... Do waitresses tend to be lonely?
Only on the inside.
Mm.
Isn't Only Lonely on the Inside some other band's song?
I don't know. I know that one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do.
Oh, it's a Hootie and the Blowfish song.
Neat. That was prior to the Tender Crisp Bacon Cheddar Ranch song.
Yep.
That commercial's so good. We went to Burger King and tried to buy that sandwich, and they were like, we don't have that sandwich. And then we figured out that they do have that sandwich. You just have to order something else with, like, one ingredient missing, and it's exactly the same thing.
Hmm.
And it took a long time. Jump the Shark says, do you crave extremely hot sauce? One company makes hot sauces that when you buy it, you need to sign a liability waiver, so just in case you die, you won't sue. How would you sue somebody if you died?
Right.
Anyway. You know, the vertigo is going to grow because it's so dangerous, you'll have to sign a waiver.
Mm.
No, I don't actually... Like, when I first started getting heartburn, I removed everything spicy from my diet to see if that would help. And it didn't help, but what it did was it made my palate revert to, like, a sort of infantile spiciness tolerance.
Hmm.
And so it's not that I, like... It's not that I, like, avoided hot stuff. It's just that I... Because, I mean, first of all, he works for me, so, I mean, it's hard to avoid him for that long. But I just don't... I don't really seek it out. Like, I kind of like, medium-heat salsa, and Tabasco is about as spicy as I really want.
Yeah. Yeah,
so, I don't really like super hot sauce. My wife, on the other hand, will just drown shit in... sauce that is so hot that I can't even bear to smell it.
Yeah, I don't really understand that, like, going for heat over flavor.
Well, I mean, she does distinguish between different varieties of hot sauce. I mean, the kind that are just, like, novelty hot, I mean, she does do it for both the heat and the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and therefore has a good variety of hot sauces to go with different food. She treats hot sauce like, pretentious fox treat wine.
Huh.
What kind of hot sauce should I use with this bowl of frosted flakes?
Well, what are you smoking?
QOV says, why are plain brown wrappers no longer free? Because they were being spammed abusively at people. And that's old news.
Mm-hmm.
95% of the contents of the gift package table were just plain brown wrappers with one meat in them that were sent thousands and thousands and thousands at a time to people just to be an annoying asshole. Or, apparently, as we found out when we got rid of them, to give people really awesome and interesting collections of goddamn plain brown wrappers.
Yeah, no offense, Aubrey Ann, but what the fuck?
Mr. Tim of Tim II says, couldn't we pulverize familiar items into some sort of powder that turns into pet food or something that gives a temp or permanent boost to familiar weight? I don't know. Kuagi says, I'll try not to make any more bad rape jokes in the future so I don't ruin the Kuagi Quaggy name.
Mm-hmm.
Corn OK says, any chance of making the skill names in the player profile behave like normal links? Currently, they show a text selection cursor if you hover over them rather than a link hand. Yeah, Xenophobe knows how to do that. There's some trick. You can put them in a span or something that has that. Because it didn't used to be, like, the item images didn't used to have the link hand over them either. But they're all next to them, so. LlamaMan58 says, man, for the upgraded RAM mistext involving parting him in his butt, there are some quite gross possibilities. Yep. That's funny. I'm probably just waiting to get in trouble because of something that the random word replacer comes up with there, but whatever. I guess you could crotch him in the butt. Evang says, why is it that you can even attempt attacking another clan if you've been attacked when either way you'd have to wait 3 hours? It seems like a bit of a waste. I don't know what you mean. The Gunrun says, how many hours does it take for punching? And this is a confusing question. Dreamer TK says, search by meat option in the mall? What?
So you want to see if somebody's selling meat in the mall? Or, I guess, like, show me all of the Bjorn's hammers in this price range, maybe?
Oh, wow, that could be it. Dreamer TK also asked if you've ever seen The Nightmare Before Christmas.
No. I have heard nothing about it.
Yeah.
What is this thing that you're talking about? Great, now somebody's going to write back and go, geez, you should come see it. Yeah. Okay, I've seen it many times and I enjoy it, yes.
Yeah. Drunkalupagus, which is a cool name, says, cook cold powder with a hill of beans to make cool beans. If I didn't dislike that phrase...
I dislike that, that phrase intensely, and I'm not sure.
Yeah. Gentle X says, now that there's more than one monster with physical resistance, have you thought about making a monster with resistance to all elements that can only be damaged by physical attacks? Yeah. I mean, I have a feeling that the first one of those is probably going to be the stone golem in the basement when I decide to make the basement more interesting, by which I mean nerf. Which actually, I don't think anybody's really going to be pissed off about making the basement, which is an entirely optional challenge, more interesting and require more strategy. Because right now, that's one of the only things in the game that can actually challenge a player who's like level 20.
Hmm.
You know, and that's cool, and I like it. Elemental Burn says, everyone that bricked you before the non-bricking should get a special item. We who were fearless enough to face the great and mighty Oz should get our hearts. Well, you do get a special item if you fight vampires in the spooky forest with wooden stakes equipped. That's the heart you get. Or you can get a brain from the from the brain sweeper in Fernsworthy's Tower.
Or you can get
some courage from the
you can get some liquid courage, yeah, from the booze giant.
And what else?
You can't go home, though.
You know,
that was what Dorothy wanted, and you're out of luck on there.
Quietus says, when you drink a ram's face lager, it says you break the bottle on your forehead. Shouldn't that cause a small hit point loss? No, because it makes you that tough. Bob33333, not to be confused with Bob333. I don't think this game is violent. I can't think of a specific place where I actually kill a monster. I just win the fight. There are places where it's described as, like, the ghoul eats the corpse of your enemy. There are places. Evang says, would you ever rape the naughty sorceress? If not, would you rape her if she were dressed as a clown?
Now you're just being strange.
Speaking of which, the book The House on Mango Street actually has a chapter where the main character is raped by a clown.
I think not the whole Mango Street to be touched by an angel.
That was that book by that, it's like a Mexican woman or something. And it was all like important because it was a Mexican woman.
You know, I read that whole book and I don't recall the being raped by a clown chapter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was assigned for one of our classes. The whole thing's like 80 pages long and it's short stories that tend to run anywhere from a paragraph to 2 pages long, and nothing actually happens.
Hmm.
But it's very.
But it is about like a Latina family or Latino family, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. I had to read something from that for some reason, and I don't remember what the circumstances were. I mean, it would have had to have been a class, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think I ever took a class where. You know what? I did. It was like a 200 level English class that was like critical methods, and we had to fucking apply feminist criticism. Just it's goddamn ridiculous. Like, you know, just anything by Hemingway, worst book ever.
Yeah.
You know, I think that there is a failing with any system that will just completely reject a book if it doesn't have any female characters in it.
Or if a book seems to have sexist leanings, it just cannot be a good book. And that's all you're allowed to talk about. Like, if there's one scene where a woman's doing dishes, then, you know, there's no point in discussing the rest of the book.
Now, see, that to me is a good book. A book about a woman who knows her place. Good book. You know, her place is the pedestal, is the throne. And I don't mean the toilet, like when she cleans it.
Oh, I see.
You know, I mean like the, being the queen, being the captain of the marriage ship, or the relationship.
There you go. Nobody's ever done that before.
Looking at Enemy Lasagna says, "Hey guys, will you make it so there's a key in each ascension zone, like the clockwork key, which works for the perplexing door?" I mean, first we'd have to make it so the clockwork key works in the perplexing door, which I want to do. It's just I feel like eventually we'll come up with a good idea for that.
Yeah.
The Modron maze in Planescape Torment was something that I thought of. This is a giant sort of clockwork machine you're in where the Modrons, who are these like sort of clockwork robot things, they're trying to figure out why people like dungeon crawl games, so they build this giant machine whose purpose is to constantly reconfigure itself into different dungeons, and some of them play monsters, and one of them is like an evil wizard. And I don't know, it's interesting. It's kind of a little tongue-in-cheek parody of an RPG inside an RPG, which, you know, put it close to my heart. Fusiliband responds, fucking Modron maze. Come on, the Modron maze was the shit. Of course, I cheated my way through that game, so, you know, had it been difficult, then I wouldn't have known it. I'm a mom. Drunk Gun Punk says, please put a magnifying glass like the one in Hank's on the pulverized page. That is not a bad idea. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will there ever be a spell that makes things bigger? The spell would be Ethelephan. I don't get it.
I don't either. I'm trying. It's not a palindrome.
Dark Half says, as a player not immunized against the Great Plague, if I somehow got a comfy blanket, could I get it? No, because somebody shot darts at all the blankets, too.
Yeah.
When you weren't looking. Walla Walla 23 says, why no text for the Snow Queen about seeing a little silhouette of a man?
I don't know. Is the Snow Queen maxed out on hit and miss messages?
No, not at all. I think here lately, when I'm putting a monster in, I will give it 3 of each and then a critical and fumble before I consider myself done with it. So there's 3 more. And you know, I will be the first to admit that a lot of times I don't have enough ideas to merit the amount of writing that I do in there. So if you ever see anything that's not quite funny, I think all of the ones in the Snow Queen are at least, they're not interesting, but they all contain the name of a Queen song.
I mean, sometimes you got to make that decision.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, there's still plenty of opportunity in there. But, yeah. That turned out, as much as we kept saying that the content that you wrote all those years ago for the Icy Peak would have to be seriously modified to go in there, it ended up working out pretty well.
Yeah, that was very, very pleasing to see that all go in.
Yeah, there was a lot of the Mafia stuff that we decided to go a different direction with at the time, so, you know, there's some stuff missing in there. But yeah, and you also had you had one adventure in there that just was losing a turn.
Wow, which one was that?
Yeah, it was like, the road is blocked by an avalanche, and it's just like wastes a turn. That's the effect of that adventure. Whereas I like the idea of adventures periodically doing something bad to you, nobody else does.
Yeah.
You know, so we need to go through and reevaluate the palindrome because it's pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
At this point, I think we can preserve all the jokes. I mean, it's pretty easy to, you know, write the narrative of something bad happening to you and somehow turn it into a reward.
Yeah.
But, Walla Walla 23 says, how many ascensions does the average player have? I am going to actually do that. Select average ascension from player. 1.46. So, yeah. I'm going to do a group by. Select ascensions and number of players from player table. Group by ascensions. Let's see. 134,000 people have zero ascensions, which is the overwhelming majority of players. And then 20,000 have one ascension, like 10,000 have two, 5,000 have three, and then it goes down and down and down and down and down. Oh, let's see.
Okay, Hogulus says, how would you feel about a combination teddy bear / volleyball, Mr. Store Familiar? It'd be kind of interesting at the very least. I think that is what the Comic Chameleon started out being.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought the teddy bear functionality was interesting.
Yeah, it was. I don't know how valuable it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool. So. Max Vance says, one of the choices for the Bury Me at Sea adventure says that you always keep a razor-sharp can lid in your pocket. Why can't you use the one that's in your pocket to defeat the tower monster that requires it?
When you unequip all of your clothes to look in the mirror, it falls out.
Yeah.
That was easy.
Mr. Tim of Tim II says, idea for the super hardcore thing. Don't give 40 adventures at rollover. Make it so you have to get it by food and items. No, because you could conceivably get stuck. If you ran out of turns, ran out of food, and ran out of meat, you just wouldn't ever get any more adventures.
Yeah, and that would be bad. Well, then you would have to leave the path, is all. Unless you can't.
Yeah.
Hogulus says it'd be cool if a few monsters gave special messages when killed. That's another thing that we could play with, but that's probably going to be, I don't know, the critical fumble retrofit taught me that anything dealing with all of the monsters is going to take forever.
Yeah.
Not because it's a lot to write, just because a lot of them weren't really written to be able to do a lot of things.
Yeah.
Like a sassy pirate can sass you in the part, you know, but once we decided to have it be a full sentence for each attack, that got tricky.
Yeah. Yeah, well, at least now we're doing the same thing with all the weapons.
Yeah, that's excellent.
You know, I mean, I like there being something like that just sitting there for us to work on if we just feel like writing a few sentences in between something else, you know?
Hmm.
I mean, it's a way to just add content into the game. Yeah. Hogula says, for example, you defeat the Snow Queen. You sense that Beelzebub has a devil set aside for her. For her. For her. That's funny.
Yeah, I mean, the ones that he came up with were pretty funny.
Commander Wiggins says, I heard admins have control over ban length. Can you ban someone for 15 seconds? Maybe. Yeah, you can. You can put in, we can put in, like, a decimal hour.
Yeah, but the mods don't have any choice, so if you get one of them to ban you by asking to be banned, you'll be banned for however long, like twice your last ban.
Gerbil Man says, any chance of a Clover adventure at the Hole in the Sky that gives a star chart? Probably not. I think that's probably a little bit too powerful. There will, you know, we were only like halfway done with the adding Clover adventures project, so one of these days that'll... One of these Tuesdays, what we will do is another, you know, 15, 20 Clover adventures, and then we'll be done.
Yeah, because the first set was so popular.
Well, I mean, it was with the you know, the exception of the ones that were too good. Which, I mean, you know, that when that happens, honestly, like that kind of complaining to me is like complaining with the best interest of the game at heart.
Oh yeah,
you know. So I mean, it's a little like, okay, you know what?
I mean, there were some people who just said that none of these are really very funny. This update didn't include a bunch of new items, so it sucks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, They can't all be winners, kids.
It did include a bunch of new items.
I don't know how many is a bunch.
Yeah, I mean, it was a handful.
Well, if
you know,
Brady Bunch is a bunch, then it's like eight.
People lose sight of the fact that the second Tuesday update we did was a single new smithing recipe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, eventually they're going to calm back down to that level. The size of the ones that we've been doing are because we have just this kind of giant pile of shit that needs to be shoveled out of here before we can realistically get NS13 going.
Yeah.
And so the Tuesday deadline is just, we use it as kind of an excuse to get stuff out there that we should be working on anyway.
Do you want to take a musical interlude?
Sure.
All right. I've got about 10 minutes of music.
All righty.
I don't want to change your mind. I don't want to think about your mind. Say what is mine. Don't think you are blind. You don't seem to understand. I don't want to shake your father's hand. Walk in the sand. Act like a man. I get on the bus. Right past our stop. And so I'm late. Just get back and tell you some lies. So narrow your eyes. Narrow your eyes. Take back everything we've said. Split up all our things and move ahead. Forgot how you said. Just put your side on the bed. I get on my bike. Ride down our block. Ride through the world.
Keyhole or evaporate the evening. But there'd be no percentage and there'd be is only water. And the rain falls down without my help, I'm afraid. So my alarm gets up, what do I would tell my husband? When this great world crumbles, I'd be shaken. I'll be hanging from the hope that I'll never see that earth for me again. It's not my birthday.
I think I went one song longer than I was planning on going, but we are back. Are you back with us, Jake? Jake is not back with us.
Hey, sorry.
Jake is back with us.
Yeah, sorry. So, I was expecting it to be one song past this.
Guess what the one CD that I had to put music on this computer was?
Yeah, I would imagine it's the Hello Radio.
Yeah, which is surprisingly good. I've been very impressed with the quality of it. There's no music on this computer, so it was either this or the other CD in my car, which is the new Christina Aguilera album, which, although I think it's good, you probably wouldn't want to have associated with you.
Yeah, indeed. I just found another image that was not grayscale. That sucks. Anyway, fixing it now.
All right.
There was a certain amount of stuff that got scanned around the time when the pirates went in, mm-hmm. that I forgot to scan it in grayscale. So it had this vaguely like blue tint to it that the scanner gives to everything that's like black and white.
Huh.
And yeah, I thought I had gotten them all, but I just found another one. It's anathema to me. Color.
Anathema. Doo doo ba-doo-ba. Anathema. Okay, I'm done. Jump the Shark says, what do you do to help blind people who enjoy your game? We have alt tags for all the images. We actually consulted with someone who is blind to make the hedge maze work for our blind players. And what else do we do?
Our blind viewers.
Yeah.
When whenever, you know, we know that there are plenty of blind people playing, and they just tell us if something interferes with their accessibility, and so we will fix it usually according to what they tell us would allow, you know, a screen reader to help. Yeah, the hedge maze was a big deal for a while. People were saying that, you know, every time they ascend, they have to have somebody come over and have them, describe the orientation of the hedge maze. So we figured out a way to put alt text on those.
As much as we are heartless bastards, we do want everyone to be able to enjoy the game. Yeah. We actually did a lot of upgrades for our deaf players, but nobody seems to have noticed them.
Yeah.
And I was going to give a humorous example, but I couldn't come up with one.
Well, actually, you know, there's a sort of Bonzi Buddy style thing that does sign language in the corner of your screen
for the chat,
for the text, yeah. Or it's just a guy that reads it really loud through your speakers. Yeah.
The entire game is closed captioned. Because you know, actually, a lot of you are probably deaf and don't know it. When you load up an adventure, if you see a paragraph of text instead of hearing my voice reading it, you're deaf.
Yeah. Blathersby says, dear 120 Minutes crew, will the Ascension boards reset once NS13/15 comes out? Yeah, they will. They'll be archived in the what's it? Mm-hmm. The museum. I don't know. Hogula says, I obviously don't know how the ultra rare mechanic works, and I don't know if this is possible, but if one ever got an ultra rare where a 10-leaf clover should be, his or her clover should disappear in a cloud of smoke, but in a particularly violent manner, like explode or something. I think you will always get an ultra rare instead of a clover adventurer. LSK says, maybe when you get rich and famous, you can buy a tank. Amazon has one for sale. I looked at that. That's not a real tank. They like build those.
Huh.
For you. I would buy like an army tank, like an Abrams or whatever.
If that's just one step up from the Hummer.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. I would just never drive that. I would never drive a Hummer. I would never even drive an SUV.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't ever drive an SUV except for the SUV that I drive.
Yeah.
Which, I had a nice, small, fuel-efficient car, and, it died by running into a Buick.
By having a Buick run into it?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I always say, yeah, I got hit by a... Well, actually, no, I hit them, but they were perpendicular to the direction of traffic moving at the time. Yeah. So, it was kind of their fault. There's the Badonkadonk Land Cruiser tank for $2,000, which kind of looks like...
I think it's $20,000, isn't it?
Yeah, $20,000, sorry. Yeah. Kind of, it looks cool. It kind of looks like
Sail barge from Return of the Jedi,
yeah.
Which is neat. But it's not street legal, and it's I don't know, 40 miles an hour. If I want a tank, I want like a rocket tank.
A rocket tank, burning out its fuse up here alone.
What?
All right.
What's that from?
A Rocket Man? Rocket Man.
Really, I thought maybe it was from the Def Leppard song Rocket, but no, you went gayer.
William Shatner? I mean, reading those lyrics rather than singing them is William Shatner-esque. Yeah.
Right. Walla Walla23 says, dear Jake, you should name your kid Seymour so he'd be Seymour Johnson. Cruel jokes pursue. Presumably, you mean, and Sue.
I was thinking T.H. Robin would be a good one.
What?
Throbbin.
Oh, Throbbin. Okay. I was like, T.H. Robin Johnson. I don't know.
Peter O'Toole Johnson.
Peter O'Toole. Penis Van Lesbian.
Right.
Lensky 6 says, what are you wearing? I'm wearing a shirt and pants.
Yeah, I'm wearing a shirt from Fuzzy Balls Apparel and some shorts.
You're always wearing a shirt from Fuzzy Balls Apparel.
Yeah. Those are the only shirts that I own that don't need ironing. And I always feel weird going into the office in a KOL shirt.
Yeah. The Chad says, do you guys read the forum thread where people suggest updates? Not really. I used to glance at it, but it's, we have too many of our own ideas to get sidetracked by to seek out more.
Yeah, and I'm sure that if we looked in there, we'd say, oh, that's something that we should do, and then we wouldn't do important stuff.
Yeah. Freeman says, why don't you make the Snow Queen resistant to physical damage instead of being virtually immune to it, e.g. 90% damage resistance, as although I agree that some monsters should be resistant to physical damage, all creatures should be able to be killed by the... I mean, she could be killed conceivably if you and your familiar hit her every round, I think. I don't actually know if that's true. It's possible that if you had a whole bunch of combat items, I think. I don't know how many hit points she has. But you gotta have some way of dealing elemental damage to beat her. It's a completely optional zone. And it's a completely optional zone.
It's also a completely optional zone.
Enter the Wumpa says, hey, Scully, what the hell is a tuppence?
It's a two-penny coin from England. I'm not sure if they actually call them tuppence anymore, but I got a couple of them when I was there.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I know that you can be exchanged.
You can buy a bag of bird food for that if Mary Poppins didn't lie to me.
Yeah, that bullshit played for some reason instead of the song that I was trying to play during the break. I got Sam to work just fine on your computer again, by the way.
You know, I did too for my show, but it seems like once you plug another microphone in there, it just all goes to shit. Which shouldn't happen, but it does.
I mean, it was me and Riff and Zeno, so I mean...
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used it for my show.
Suck it, Sam.
Okay.
The Gunrun says, what kind of web browser do you use, and do you use plugins or themes for it? I use Firefox, and no. I hate skinnable apps.
There was one application that, one plugin for Firefox that MC Frontalot was pimping, which seemed kind of groovy, where it would open all of your tabs in one browser window, and like, each in its own little tiny window, so like you could have 9 little browsers in one screen. Which is kind of cool. I do use the Firefox plugin that lets you control your MP3 player, because I like to come in and just put iTunes on shuffle, and then I use that to see what's playing and to skip.
Is there like a little toolbar that shows up or something?
Yeah, it gives you the rewind, or skip back, skip forward, play, pause.
Huh. That's neat. I think there might be a Google tool or Google desktop thing for that I could conceivably use, but I don't listen to a lot of music on the computer anyway. If I want multiple Firefox windows open, I just open multiple Firefox windows. I mean, I usually tend to have 3 or 4 browser windows open at the same time regardless. You know, something that Hot Stuff was telling me about as a feature on some Mac browser, which I kind of like, is the browser will, like, remember what tabs you have open. You can sort of save a workspace and then hit one button, and it will open tabs with all those.
You know, Firefox will do that, and I'm not sure how.
For me, I could just write some JavaScript to do it, because it would always be the same thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
The Gunrun says, do you think you will ever leave the Earth in your lifetime? I hope so.
Yeah.
One of my I have two things that I really want to see before I die, and one of them is the Northern Lights, which I think that I will be able to pull off pretty easily. And the other one is the Earth from space, like just the entire Earth at the same time.
Yeah.
But I don't, you know, that one's going to be a little trickier.
I have seen the Northern Lights. Not, it wasn't a big impressive display, but just a big green band of light in the sky up in Minneapolis. That was kind of groovy.
There are these weird kind of Alaskan cruises that I think I might want to go on at some point. I was like the idea of a cruise that takes you where it's cold.
Right.
Because, you know, I don't mind living in Phoenix and vacationing to cold places.
Right.
That's true. Where I don't have to drive in the snow. The Gun Run says, when was the last time you had to use an alarm clock, and for what reason? I mean, I use an alarm clock every day to wake me up so that I can turn it off and go back to sleep. No, but I mean, today, you know, I snoozed for an hour and then got up and came to work.
I haven't used one since we had the floors put in. When we woke up 2 days in a row at 8 o'clock because the flooring guys were going to be there at 8, and then they showed up at noon or not at all.
Yeah. He also asks, what is our favorite font? My favorite font is Arial. That's also my favorite mermaid. And my favorite type of photograph.
My favorite font is Garamond, and that is also my favorite mermaid.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Garamond's the mermaid.
Garamond the mermaid.
You sure that's not a mer-dude?
No, that's a girl's name. Jeez, man.
Of course, like moon unit.
Mine is Comic Sans MS, which is also my favorite mermaid debilitating disorder.
Are you sure it's not just a completely undisabled mermaid comedian?
I think that might be the case.
Let's see. The Gun Run says, if you could turn any of your kitchen appliances into a time machine, which one would you choose and why? I just watched the Futurama where they put metal in the microwave at the same moment that a star is going supernova in front of them, and that causes them to go back in time.
Hmm.
So, probably the toaster.
You know, I was going to say the toaster as well. I mean, I guess, are they asking what kitchen appliance we would give up in order to have a time machine?
Yeah, I would give up my microwave because my microwave sucks, and really the only thing stopping me from getting a nicer one is not needing to,
you know,
badly enough. Phantom Trugger asks if we know the way to Sesame Street.
I could tell you how to get to Sesame Street. I know the way to San Jose.
I used my toaster today for the first time in probably 6 months.
What did you toast?
We got some bread from the hippie grocery store, and the bread is way too bready for me. It's like, I mean, I don't know. Whatever they do to, like, Roman meal that makes it, like, light and fluffy and probably, you know, full of chemicals and bad for you or whatever, that they don't do to this bread that we got. So it was just super dense. And toasting it helped. Toasting it made the sandwich go down a lot smoother. Yeah, good story.
We're becoming old people who tell boring stories.
O'Grady says, are the same goblins who built Hanks the ones that built Gringotts in Harry Potter? The similarities are uncanny. Did goblins build Hanks?
No, gnomes built Hanks.
Oh.
And I don't really see the resemblance unless it's just solely based on size. Which, if that's the case, then sure.
Gannett Swift says, I love the new crits and fumbles for monsters, but could there be some way to know how much damage their fumbles do? Their fumbles do not do any damage to them. They're not like your fumbles. Their criticals don't do any extra damage, and their fumbles don't do any damage to them.
Oh, I thought their criticals did extra damage to you.
No, they do not.
Oh, then how are they different?
What's that?
Then how are they different from a regular attack?
They hit when they wouldn't normally hit.
Oh, I see.
It's just, critical for a monster is just an automatic hit, and a fumble is an automatic miss.
Oh, okay.
Automatic miss. There's a fly in my soup.
Right, keep your mouth shut, or everybody will want one.
What's this fly doing in my soup? Looks like the backstroke. That was always my favorite version.
Huh.
Max Ben says, why won't the 1335 Hacksaw drop his sign? I'd like to have one. That's kind of funny, actually. I'm like a weapon that increases meat drops.
Because you can hacksaw the meat from them? Or,
yeah, because it says meat plus.
Ah.
And if you were holding up a sign that said meat plus, you're guaranteed to get a lot of meat, right?
No, the Vegzor has a meat plus sign. The Hacksaw sign just has 1335.
Oh.
To indicate that he's a 1335 Hacksaw, because otherwise, what would that look like?
Right, okay. Yeah, sorry, I was thinking. I got it mixed up. Jack Vermicelli says, why are there specifically range damage increasers but not melee? Why is all conventional weapon or unarmed damage called melee regardless? That'll change, because I created the category of range damage so that we could split everything up, because it is confusing, I think, that all of the stuff that says, you know, plus melee damage also applies when you're shooting stuff with a crossbow, which is the very definition of not melee. If you look up melee in a crossbow, it's like, I mean, if you look it up in a crossbow, it'll be like, consult a dictionary. And if you look it up in a dictionary, it says, antonyms, hitting stuff with a crossbow. Or hitting stuff with a dictionary. Or throwing stuff at a dictionary. I get throwing stuff. Damn it. So if you hit something with a dictionary, that's melee. If you throw a dictionary at something, that's ranged. Unless you throw it at a crossbow.
Right. So wait, throwing something at an enemy makes it a ranged weapon?
Well, I mean, you know,
by my logic, it does, but people were all like, you can't have the sack full of doorknobs be a ranged weapon. I was like, why?
Yeah, I mean, we had to clarify, though, that you're actually throwing the doorknobs at people instead of hitting them with a sack of doorknobs. We did kind of go, like, the flail thing. You know, is a flail ranged or melee?
See, I kind of thought, like, anything that extends your reach beyond a certain point counted as a ranged weapon. Like, that's why I thought the yo-yo would count.
Yeah, but I mean, a yo-yo does... I mean, I would say a spear is a melee weapon, and I mean, unless you throw it.
Yeah.
But we don't want any spear chuckers playing our game.
Yeah.
Phantom Trogdor asks why the Heavy D is not tenacious. Ask Scully.
You know, I really have gotten over my problem with Jack Black.
Wow, really?
I don't think a lot of the Tenacious D stuff is very funny, just because the songs aren't really structured like songs. Like, I think it would be funny if they were an acoustic heavy metal band, which is how they're billed, if they wrote songs like verses and choruses instead of, like, a verse and then Jack Black saying a bunch of stuff and then kind of in another rambling long verse until the song's over.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of bridges per song.
Right. But I'm looking forward to the movie. Looks kind of great.
I mean, the thing is, I feel like they weren't so much conceived as a band that was going to release an album, you know? They were conceived as, like, a television show.
Yeah.
Which the songs made sense, played in clips in the context of a television show about the band. I mean, the album didn't come out. I mean, it had been, like, 10 years between the TV show and the album.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the movie looks kind of fun, though. And perhaps the Heavy D could have a tenacious aspect added to it. I was just thinking of the rapper Heavy D, who's
the girls,
they love him.
Yeah. Blood Red Rose says, where and how can I earn the most meat in the shortest amount of time? Put a hockey stick of Furious Angry Rage in your mall store for, you know, several hundred million meat, and then you'll make several hundred million meat in one transaction. Carl Dark says, will you sign my 3-foot inflatable penis at con?
Only if it's not attached to you biologically.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure he didn't just get some weird implant and then he was going to whip it out.
A Naked Jew says, the girl I went out on a date with today turned out to be a KOL player from 2004, and I was all, this is weird, and she was all, it's ridiculous, but it isn't not funny. And I was all, holy shit, double negative. I hope you bang the bejesus out of that girl, a Naked Jew.
Isn't a Naked Jew like 12?
Yeah, but I still hope that he bangs the bejesus out of that girl.
Just checking.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, he's 19. Yeah, I'm gonna get some, go again.
Yeah. Double bejesus.
Mm.
I mean, because Jews have two penises, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What? I need that, like, I need an extra penis.
What? My Jew impression and my Dracula impression are coming dangerously close.
What? Blah.
No, and that's
look
okay. I'll
open
just,
your neck, blah.
Well, I'll just sit here in the dark. How many Jewish mother vampires does it take?
Vlad Slipshod says, are mod warnings and announcements subject to the repetition filter? I don't know. Arcane says, did you guys hang out on BBSs back in the day when 9600 was blazing fast? I got into BBSs a couple months before 14.4s became widely available. I think I spent $200 on a 14.4 modem when I first got into it. I used the 2400 DPS modem that came with my Packard Bell 486 for the first few months that I was on BBSs. But the BBS scene in the town that we grew up in was not ideal. There was only one multi-line board, so there was really only one way to, you know, interact with people, and you could only interact with... How many lines did Gem Trade have? Like five or six?
Yeah.
And then there were a bunch of World War IV boards that, you know, had one line at a time, which, you know, we'd log on and play Trade Wars for 40 minutes or whatever. Yeah. But,
I would log on and inadvertently troll people.
Oh, yeah.
Just because I assumed that the way to interact with people online was to go into the Nine Inch Nails forum and talk about how much Nine Inch Nails sucked.
What?
I kind of thought that the Nine Inch Nails forum was a place to discuss your feelings about Nine Inch Nails, be they negative or positive.
Right, but it turned out it was just a way to fanboy out.
Yeah. So that didn't work very well. The guy who ran Gem Trade was a cock, by the way.
Yeah, he really was.
So we only had one multi-line BBS, and the guy who ran it was a dick.
Yeah. He would pop into private chats and, like, make fun of you. Like, he would just sit there and read everything that went on. I met him once. He showed up at BSL once when I was working there, and he was... having seen him, he's, I don't know, one of those guys that you could understand why they would be a dick online because they're just sort of intolerable in real life.
Did you go to the, like, Prescott BBS con that took place at Village Inn or some such?
No.
Just a bunch of the local Prescott people came and sat awkwardly across tables from each other. Thumbtack went. Yeah, Eric Heineke.
Yeah,
good man.
I heard something out of him recently.
He's on MySpace.
Oh, great.
Nice. And we're on the radio, and I forgot that for a while.
Oh, come on.
Somebody was asking
if
I'm
question.
Sick.
Somebody asked if you're on BBSs. Yeah. Are you sick?
Yeah. My allergies went insane as soon as we left Green Valley. So the rasp in my voice is from sneezing 40 or 50 times in succession before I got pills to fix it.
You know what you should do? You should get rid of those allergies.
Yeah, I should just have them removed.
Let me see. Commander Wiggins says, did you know I have three testicles? Did you ever know that you're my hero?
Do you know the way your three testicles get to San Jose?
Can you tell your three testicles how to get to Sesame Street?
Hmm.
Arthur Dent 7 says, I got two spooky hockey masks in a row one day, so the ultra-rare thing you said isn't completely right. And yes, I know they aren't as ultra as other ultra-rares. They're not even close. They're nothing. They're not at all related to ultra-rares. Dan Bob points out a typo, which I should make a note of and investigate. Phantom Trogdor says, I've been able to boot myself from the clan, and I am a leader. Okay, can you do it now? If you can do it now and duplicate it, then report it, and we will fix it. Tatterwasp said, what would you say is better for the KOL economy, buying and selling between players or buying via meat sinks? They're both good. I mean, meat sinks in general, I think, you know, contribute to the overall sort of hedge against inflation, and buying between players is better than, you know, I feel like farming items and selling them to other players in the mall is better than farming items and auto-selling them, because when an item gets used, that's basically sinking that item's auto-sale value in meat. So, you know, somebody can use an item. For everyone that gets auto-sold, there's, you know, one that gets used, and another would get used if the person who was going to use it could get a hold of it. So, Harkonnen says, will there ever be a war between clowns and mimes? Yeah, in Shakes the Clown. Once we decide to change the structure of the game completely and just make it an interactive version of Shakes the Clown.
Hmm. So, apparently I should see Shakes the Clown, is this the case?
Yeah, it's good. You'll probably hate it.
I don't like things that are funny.
Hmm.
Like Tommy Boy.
Freak says fetus fluid shots would be cool. Yeah.
That would be an interesting night at the bar.
Draco Shade says, servers are always lonely. Come on, dudes. You put on a false smile, bring people drinks, and deal with asshats asking whether IHOP sells Bud Light. Makes you homicidal. IHOP doesn't sell Bud Light.
Does IHOP spell? Does Bud, can you, is there I in team?
There's no retard in team. Denny's sells Bud Light.
We went to the Coco's in Prescott. It has a full bar.
Really?
Which is really strange.
That's cool, though. I like Coco's. They have good bread and they have good soup. I used to go to Coco's and eat bread and soup all the time. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, what do you think of the movies Saw and Saw 2? I thought they were worth seeing.
I would say that I haven't saw them yet.
Ho-ho. Fred Levi says, hey, Jake, look at me. I'm a university student now. Ain't that great? As a university student, you should know that ain't isn't a word.
Well, see, my mom always used to say ain't a word because it ain't in the dictionary, but now it is.
Mm.
So that kind of shoots that to hell.
Fufu says, does the upgraded RAM have a Hemi? No, but it's got a semi.
Mm. Just thinking about it gives me a semi.
Red Mage 13 says, I'd like to say that I love Scully for knowing what an Intero bang is. Best punctuation mark ever.
It does. I think that it should be more common. Like, it should be accepted as a punctuation mark. Because, like, what the fuck is an exclamation and a question? And, you know, usually you get around that by using a question mark and an exclamation point. And then your creative writing teacher says, you're not writing a comic book. And then he stabs you. So, yeah, it'd be good to have another option. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I would say italicizing it and putting a question mark. I don't think the interrobang needs to exist.
Hmm. Well, you're not a writer.
I'm kind of a writer.
You're not a writer with a capital W.
Oh, I see.
Like Paul Gosho. I have this pretentious writer friend who constantly tells me that I should be writing heartbreaking stories about the human condition instead of writing jokes for Kingdom of Loathing. And my response is always, how many people saw your writing this week?
Polka Playing Pimp says, do you think the Hidden Temple looks like the temple from the movie The Beastmaster? You know, I never actually saw The Beastmaster.
I haven't either. Through.
Zatchel says, The House on Mango Street was the most poorly written book I have ever had to read. It made my eyes bleed over and over again for want of words that form coherent sentences.
No, it's written poetically, I guess.
Well, don't be stupid. She write good on everything. Pseudo says, hey guys, I was wondering if we could have it to where we could change a clan's name.
You can just
disband the clan and form a new one.
Yeah, all you have to do is forfeit everything in your stash and your equipment.
Bang False says, if you put the lights on in the palindrome, wouldn't it be less dangerous?
Yeah, but it wouldn't be entertaining either.
There would be a mulatto and an albino.
Wait, with the lights out, it's less dangerous.
No.
Oh.
Hmm. It'd be more dangerous if you put the lights on.
Mm-hmm.
Looking. Ruby Lucky says, seriously, how many players have 80 plus ascensions? Oh, let's see. Um, greater than 79. 91 players.
That a bitch ain't one.
I don't know. Tatterwasp says, for trophies that have multiple levels, like the familiar weight, shore trips, Yeti protests, etc., would you say it's pretentious to list all the lower level trophies? I wouldn't say it's pretentious. Eric Soder says, any possibility of making Kingdomwide Ascension numbers publicly available, as cited earlier? I mean, I guess I wouldn't mind posting that list. I mean,
we're not really going to do anything that would update in real time or hit the database and figure it out. And
worth it. The chat says, will item of the month ever come back, or any retired items like come out of retirement? No items of the month will ever return. Freak says, it's also worth mentioning that you haven't been late on an item of the month in quite a while. Yeah. You know, it's the Tuesday deadlines have helped me at least be better at doing stuff on time in general. Just got in the habit of having deadlines. Freeman says, I found surprisingly few references mocking stereotypical British people. Is this because us Brits are so great we can't be mocked?
I would say that the description of the football helmet kind of makes fun of British people. Actually, I suffer from the same affliction that a lot of Americans have, which is thinking that anything that's British is better than anything that's American.
Yeah, like the politeness of the police.
Right. And Sting. So, you know, when I made the football helmet, I didn't make fun of the Brits for calling soccer football. I made fun of American football for being dumb.
So. Yeah, but I would say that, you know, as a kind of a target of opportunity, it's easier to make fun of football for being dumb. The Doominator says, hey, JNS, no Labor Day stuffs? WTF. Whatever. Also, is KOL going to Comic-Con 07? Yes. We've requested an even bigger booth than last year. And the Wumpus says, check out these other KOLs. And points to a Wikipedia link, which I'm going to look at right now.
Which means I'm going to look at it in a minute.
The KOL people of Eastern India, the Kohl language, Kohl Afghanistan, Kingdom of Leon... KOL is a radio station in Israel. There's a beer called Kohl. There's a Ferengi in Star Trek named Kohl.
And the Kingdom of Leon was founded in 913. No, at 913, sorry.
Earlier. Popcorn Insane says, what type of computers do you guys have? I have a PowerBook laptop and a Dell desktop machine. That's what I have.
What the hell do I have? I have a Dell something or other. Jake has one more monitor than I do, but I have plenty of monitor for my needs.
Diamond Papaya says, who is your hero, Borat or Chuck Norris? It's actually Borat riding on the back of Chuck Norris.
Eating a taco?
Yeah. Whoa. I just did a search for Borat, and it found elaborate. any chance of doing anything with the cheap toaster to get a brave little toaster familiar, says Adrian Slipshod. What's the brave little toaster? What is that?
It's a direct-to-video Disney movie from the mid-90s. And it was actually pretty good for a movie about an animated toaster, vacuum cleaner, and like lamp. It was entertaining.
Huh. So it's like Beauty and the Beast without Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, exactly.
Di Vernon says, you should be able to hide the dead guy's watch in your ass. If you leave it there too long, you should either get dysentery or watch-in-ass disease.
Wow.
Vay says to tell a naked Jew that that she loves him, even though he is 12 and I am 40. Or he. I don't know if Vay is a he or a she. I assumed it was a she because, you know, when I hear about love, I assume that it's love as our Lord Jesus intended it between a man and a woman.
Or between two women.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the kind I really like.
Polkaplane Pimp says The Beastmaster is worth watching. No, I need to see it. I should see if it's ever going to be on any of the movie channels that I have and try and record it. Because, you know, Mark Singer, that guy is a master of his craft.
Is that the actor?
Yeah. He was also in V, which I remember enjoying when I was a kid.
Yeah, I'm curious to get the V series again and see if it's any good still.
So. Yeah. And Naked Juice says he's almost 20, not 12. You know, so. And hey, that was it for the questions.
And then... what happened? Send us some more questions. We have like 20 minutes to fill here.
Yeah.
The chat asks, do you play Angels and Airwaves ever? No. I play Chutes and Ladders.
Somebody asked if you like She Wants Revenge.
That's a band name that gets my hackles up, but I haven't heard any songs by them.
The guy, the lead singer of that song, looks like a black version of Paul Giamatti.
Huh.
It's weird.
What is the She Wants Revenge song that's popular with the kids?
I don't know any of the words. They sound like, what is it? They sound like Joy Division.
Boring. So, somebody gave me the entire, somebody allowed me to purchase legitimately the Panic at the Disco album, because they wanted me to play it on the show, and after I read all the song titles, I just couldn't.
Really? Why?
The first track is called A Fever You Can't Sweat Out. The second one is called The Only Difference Between Martyrdom and Suicide is Press Coverage. The third is London Beckoned Songs About Money Written by Machines. The fourth is Nails for Breakfast, Tax for Snacks. It's just, the titles are just so random. Lying is the Most Fun a Girl Can Have Without Taking Her Clothes Off is a song title. It's like, no, I have no desire to hear this anymore.
So you just didn't listen to it at all?
No.
Huh.
I like the one single that's entitled I Write Sins, Not Tragedies, but yeah, there's a good reason these tables are numbered, honey, you just haven't figured it out yet. It's the title of the motherfucking song, and the songs don't generally have anything to do with the title, so they're just being dipshits. No.
Really? They're not just being what, prog?
That's probably the case.
I mean, you feel the same way about Coheed and Cambria and the Mars Volta, don't you?
No, actually, I like both of them. I just wish that they would name their songs normally. But it, just the, like, quasi-clever quip instead of a song title is just kind of dumb.
Yeah, it's like, those song titles are more like bumper stickers than song titles. Anything that could be described as a quip is, I feel, going to tend to be something that I don't like.
Yeah.
Quip. Indiana Jones had a bull quip.
Sorry.
Pondra says, so do you like Star Trek at all? Who's your favorite captain? I like Starship. I like Jefferson Starship.
Jefferson Starship. The Next Generation?
I like the Jefferson Starship Troopers.
Wow.
Where Sherman Helmsley, in a suit of powered armor, kills a bunch of bugs. Hemsley? What's that guy's name?
Helmsley.
That guy's funny. Draco Shade says, it's not over. Would Jick approve of a fan game made in RPG Maker XP? Sure. Lilac says, I just found out last week that They Might Be Giants is Terry Pratchett's favorite band and actually references them in his soul music. This is very cool. I just don't care about Terry Pratchett.
You should. It's really hard for me to get Jake into something that I like. I mean, I kind of tricked him into watching Donnie Darko, and he liked that. But since then, I'm like, hey, this is really cool. You should check it out. And he's like,
you know what? I would. I think that I would have absolutely hated Donnie Darko had I seen the guy who made it before I saw it. And I see like pictures or video of Terry Pratchett, and I want to give him a wedgie.
What's wrong with him? He's just a guy with a beard.
He looks like an asshole.
He looks like a guy with a beard.
He looks like an asshole with a beard. He looks like a guy with a beard who lives in his mom's basement. I don't know where the rest of his face lives.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. The first time I ever saw him, it was in the context of him, like, I don't know, writing a nasty letter to somebody or some shit. And I just,
But the books are really, really funny. I mean, have you seen pictures of Douglas Adams?
Yeah, he looks cool.
Yeah, whatever.
He does. He looks like a normal guy.
So does Terry Pratchett. I mean, he has horrible teeth, but...
He looks like a normal asshole with a beard. If Douglas Adams grew a beard, I wouldn't read any of his books. It's kind of a, you know, moot point, but... Jack Vermicelli says, are you fans of any webcomics? I read Penny Arcade. And Penny Arcade.
As of late, Terry Pratchett kind of looks like George Carlin. Only bald.
I don't like George Carlin either.
I mean,
he rubs me the wrong way.
Ooh. Oh my god, do a Google image search for Douglas Adams and look at the first four results and tell me that's somebody you wouldn't punch in the face.
It's absolutely not somebody that I would punch in the face. It's somebody that I would have a beer with, and he wouldn't be some douchebag with a beard.
Look at the nose. How could you read books by someone whose nose looks like that?
What?
No, I'm kidding. I actually enjoy Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, but...
You just hate him because he's a Jew.
I hate him for mostly harmless.
Why?
Because that book sucked dick.
No, it did not.
It sucked so bad it made me angry and made me wish that I hadn't read the rest of them.
Dude, you got problems. I liked it.
Well, you would, because the whole thing is him going, hey, you guys want another Hitchhiker book? Well, fuck you.
Yeah.
Here's a Hitchhiker book that sucks real bad. Now quit bothering me.
It completed the story.
In a way that sucked real bad.
Come on. Yeah, you say the same thing about the Dark Tower.
No, I liked it, the way the Dark Tower ended.
I went on this sort of Amazon binge the other day, and I bought the two volumes of the Dark Tower Concordance, and then that one, The Road to the Dark Tower. It's a pretentious book about the books, which I've been reading. It's neat.
Now, you should borrow from Boozer Bear. He has a book called The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy Companion. That was written by Neil Gaiman sometime in the mid-80s. Huh. It still says, the movie of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy may someday be made. And, you know, that's probably a good place to stop the history.
Yep. Too. Adrian Slipshod says, do you like Jaffa Cakes? I don't know what Jaffa Cakes are.
Agent Lex was handing them out at last year's con, but if I ate one, I don't remember much like a lot of last year's con.
You know what? I think that I did. If they were the things that he was handing out at last year's con, then I had some and I liked them. I liked all of the stuff they had from England.
Yeah.
The weird flavored potato chips and stuff. Like, they were all really good. Freeman says, I must ask on behalf of all people that don't know what Comic-Con is what is there worth going for other than KOL? Not that another reason is needed. Aw, man, you don't even know. Like, everything that you like is at Comic-Con. It's a place to go to play new unreleased video games. It's a place to go to see Lego sets that haven't been released yet. It's a place to go to basically interact with any company that produces anything that you would ever consume.
It's a way to get frightened as hell by Quentin Tarantino.
How did you get frightened by Quentin Tarantino?
He was in the panel with Robert Rodriguez, and I don't know. As he got older, his forehead got larger and larger. And he... You know how he talks, like, in Pulp Fiction and in the director's commentary in Pulp Fiction? It was like that, only louder and more nervous and more repetitive. And just punctuated with random, this movie's going to kick more ass than anything ever else is going to go, okay? Ah! I don't know. He seemed like he was on PCP.
Hmm.
Or possibly LSD. Or possibly CBS. And I was like, wow, you're my hero, and Jesus Christ, what the hell is wrong with you? Like, there were times when Rodriguez looked embarrassed to be sitting next to him.
And Naked Juice says, I know the guy who wrote The Road to the Dark Tower. He's a cool fella, I would imagine. Kuwagi asks if we like to play Halo or Halo 2. Looking forward to Halo 3.
Hell no.
Halo is the single most overrated product that has ever existed. It's not even the most overrated game. Not even the most overrated, you know, yeah. It's the single most overrated thing ever. Not fun.
Yeah, I suppose if I had started playing it when it came out, I would have been like, oh, this is like Doom with better graphics, and hey, I can go shoot people. But you can't play it now not knowing how to play it. Because all that happens is I go, hey, you want to play Halo? And people are like, yeah. And then I walk into the map and get killed. And then I run at them firing my weapon, and they stand there and let me shoot them 20 times, and then they shoot me and I die.
Yeah.
It's just, there's no rhyme or reason to that game, and I can't stand it.
I mean, basically, you know, I would say that the second most overrated thing ever is probably Counter-Strike. Like, I just don't like... I don't like games that are only multiplayer, and Halo's single player is just the most boring thing that I have ever tried to get through. And, you know, I can understand, you know, whatever, people who are really into playing first-person shooters against one another, then that's fine. But, you know, yeah. Someday there will be some kind of matchmaking service that will put me in a first-person shooter that I would enjoy playing against somebody else. But until that day, you know.
I enjoyed multiplayer Worms. That was kind of fun.
Nova Knight 21 says, so Jick doesn't like beards. That means he'd hate me then. No, I just don't like jerks with beards. Fembot Artsy Ponce says, half the people who play this game are guys with beards who live in their mom's basement, asshole.
I don't know. I just looked at a bunch of newer pictures of Terry Pratchett, and he just kind of looks like an English professor.
Dude, whatever.
So
he's a jackass with a
beard. And that should have nothing to do with whether or not you read his books. You're just trying to get out of reading.
I know. I am. I've been reading...
you never learned to read, did you?
I've been reading Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell.
Is that by that one guy with that thing?
It was by a woman who'd never written anything else.
Oh, it's not by Michael Chabon?
No.
Okay.
Who's Michael Chabon?
The guy who wrote something.
Is he related
really
to Joey,
similar title?
Joey Jojo Jr. Shabadoo?
He wrote... Spider-Man 2, but don't hold that against him. Oh, The Amazing Adventures of Cavalier and Clay is the novel he wrote.
Yeah. Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell is weird. It's I would say Tolkien-esque in its dryness, but it's still very compelling.
Wow, that was the most pretentious two sentences I've ever heard you utter.
Oh yeah.
Tolkien-esque in its dryness, but all the same compelling. It was kind of impudent with a slight bouquet of mushrooms.
BadAmother 4000 says, have you ever played Gunbound? It's kind of like Worms, plus it's free. I played it a little bit. I don't feel like Gunbound was anywhere near as interesting as Worms. I don't know why I feel that way, but I do.
I think I've gone to that site several times and never downloaded the thing.
Freeman says, sorry, but I must disagree with you. The Sims is far more overrated than Halo. I will grant you that they are in the same league.
Yeah.
Not exactly in the same ballpark.
I like your description of The Sims as trick the retard into doing stuff.
Yeah. My first 4 hours of The Sims ended when my guy burned himself to death cooking dinner.
So PikaChamp says, screw Star Trek, have you ever seen Stargate SG-1? Yes, and that movie sucked, and that TV series sucks.
What? The TV series is good.
And the giant transvestite guy with the gold plate in his head.
Yeah, you and my wife were sitting around talking about how much you hate Teal. We were going to make her get her picture taken with him at Comic-Con, but we couldn't arrange it. Teal is funny. He has a space spear.
Yeah, that was the other thing. The first time I saw him use that, I was like, so the only black guy on the show has a fucking spear?
Yeah,
wow. You just like it because it's racist.
It's not racist.
No, I don't think it really is.
He's not
is
human. No. You can do whatever. I mean, he could be their slave, and that wouldn't be racist because he's not human.
Hmm.
He differs on a different axis. He differs on a different axis than race. He's actually a different species.
Ah, I see. So it wouldn't make that series suck any less, though.
Oh, come on. You know, we initially started watching it just to make fun of it, but then kind of got sucked into the story. It's like a science fiction soap opera.
I would say that Star Trek is to Stargate as Buffy the Vampire Slayer is to Charmed. In that, you know, one is kind of a cheap knockoff of the other.
Huh. Huh. I don't know that I would say that Stargate is a knockoff of Star Trek.
They cover a lot of similar ground.
Yeah, but, I mean, any story about people in the future is going to cover.
All right, but if you see an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer that's
about... Stargate is actually set present day.
Yeah, well, whatever. It's lame.
My wife is pointing out that I had a beard for a little while. I know, and every time I looked in the mirror, I was like, dude, fuck you.
You look kind of good with the beard, I gotta say.
I did, though, the night, and I shouldn't have done this because it made me have a kidney stone. I decided that I was going to go for the crazy beard, and so I had the regular beard that I had, but then I shaved, like, from my mouth straight down, and it was ridiculous. It was so awful. My wife made me get rid of it immediately.
I'm actually not allowed to shave off my goatee.
Oh, yeah?
Which is probably good, because the few times that I've had a bald head and no goatee, I just kind of look like my neck's blowing a bubble with eyebrows somehow.
Yeah. Well, we got to be done.
Yeah, as much fun as we're having, take off. So I have my show tomorrow afternoon, and you've got yours on Thursday. And yep. I'll see you next time, kids.